Hello and welcome to this special May the 4th edition of Homies Only. I'm one of your hosts, Homie One Kenobi, and if it's not evident by that homie name, I love Star Wars. And unfortunately, when we ended up recording this episode, we kinda screwed it up a little bit, so the audio's not quite as good as some of our other episodes, but we hope that you can please bear with us, and we will do better next time, we promise.
Now finally, the Star Wars segment.
Oh my god!
I know!
So I want to start it off real quick before we get to the Clone Wars. There's two small things.
Wait, is that a spoiler?
Doesn't matter. This episode comes out in a week.
I mean, it doesn't matter because no one's listening.
Sorry, Darth Vader's in it.
So there's a new Star Wars movie. Apparently, hang on, let me find the post. Okay, so the small things. Taika Waititi is set to direct and co-write.
Taika.
Yes.
Taika.
I've heard Taika. Is set to co-write a new Star Wars movie with Oscar nominee Christy Wilson Cairns. I don't know who that is, but another Star Wars movie. That's
okay.
What they say.
I'm actually excited for a new Star Wars movie because there's no longer
The series that they've been doing. Yeah.
So now I actually have hope that maybe
they'll do something original.
Remake it?
Wasn't there like a petition for them to remake
it? A petition to make Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
They need to remake the whole thing.
There was a petition actually that was like a guy was asking for $50 million for the fans to recreate The Last Jedi on their own without Disney's consent, basically. And they were like, this is totally a scam. But I think they reached their goal.
The new...
There's no way they reached that goal.
I have to look it up. I remember they got close last time I heard about it. They were close.
That's like, what's her name? Kylie Jenner having a GoFundMe to make her a billionaire. For literally doing nothing. How do I do that? If I made a GoFundMe, would we be able to get enough people to make me a billionaire?
Have you seen those videos? Where they take like paint buckets and I poke holes in and spin it around on like a canvas and sell it for like $3,000 each and people buy it. And there's one sold for like $30,000. Just like rich people buying
art. It's like a TikTok thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. People are just buying these like expensive art.
They just make the first bid like $200 or something like that.
No, it's $100. They started at like $3,000. He's like,
yeah, well, depending on what it is.
Yeah, it was like, I'm like, dude, I can do that. Some rich loser is gonna buy my art.
You just have to come up with some seemingly profound description and like a tagline.
This art encapsulates the way that I feel.
I call this one goo.
This one is a cardboard box filled with nothing, but nothing is everything.
It represents my innate desire.
This box,
but the cardboard box is
everything.
Nothing.
So it is worth more than anything in the whole world. It is priceless.
And you gotta sit like a nice shadow on the cardboard box and it looks all nice.
Yeah.
And you're good to go.
Put one.
But then you have to actually draw something. I thought the point was just splashing.
No, it's literally a cardboard box.
Oh. I was gonna say, you can just call a splash of paint a cardboard box.
The way that it's on tape, the smile is just slightly off center. It represents how unstable my mental state is.
So, before the Clone Wars, the next piece of Star Wars news is it's the end of Battlefront 2. They're no longer supporting new updates for Battlefront. They're gonna do hot fixes and bug fixes, but
didn't that come out like a year ago?
Came out in 2018, I think. And I only mention this because Battlefront 2 has one of the greatest comeback stories in video games. Because everyone hated it and had a terrible, I shouldn't say terrible launch, I mean they made sales. But they listened to the community, they actually got community feedback, and they brought it around to the point where now it's got a really strong player base, and all the fans have praised DICE for really stepping up and listening to what the fans wanted. And it's a really good game now, and the multiplayer is really good, and they have instant action like how the old one does. And it's sad to see that they're not putting out any new content, but, I mean, I'm very happy and content with what we got.
That's because they're about to announce number 3.
No, they're focusing all their efforts on Battlefield 2021 now. Battlefield 6. So, I mean, that's fine by me. I mean,
all good things come to an end. They gave me Clone Wars content, and it's all perfect, so.
Whatever happened to the Battlefield Incursions?
I don't know.
That was supposed to be like a huge thing. It was supposed to be like Counter-Strike. Where there's six people, you plant a bomb, and then if you die for the whole round.
Wow, so rich, mom.
Dude, that game.
I remember, like, this is very like Overwatch.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I was probably joking.
You probably went to this at the beach. And I'm like trying to watch play, and you're like, I'm like, can I play? And you're like, no.
I gotta play these kids. Let them know how
yeah,
to play.
You're better at FPSs like that than me.
That's nothing like Overwatch.
It looked kind of like Overwatch. The way it looked like you're playing it.
What's this game?
Dirty Bomb.
There's a reason why you've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Is it CS kind of style game? Like of,
I don't
you know, six
know.
Players playing a bomb?
No. No, it's like, I think it's a larger scale than that. I don't even remember, to be honest. I didn't play a lot of it.
You just played enough to not let Merrick play, but to think that it was cool.
Oh, I didn't think it was cool.
You say, can I play?
I just want to try it. It's a new game.
Yeah.
So
his ping was like in the 20,000s
because we're at the beach.
Darth Maul was cool.
Darth Maul's great.
He was the coolest character in that.
Dude, you should watch. You should watch the whole show. He comes back and he's so great in the show. He comes back with spider legs because he's like he's living on this junk planet and he's like a little hermit. And then there's like rumors of this guy. Some crazy man, and so the people from his home world make like another Darth Maul. And they give it's like Darth Maul's actual brother or something, and they give him, or no, it's from his tribe, and so they buff him up and they send him on this mission to go kill Count Dooku and whatever, and so he goes to find Darth Maul, and then he takes him back to his home world of Dathomir, and they fix his legs. And they turn his legs into normal legs, but they're
Minecraft
still,
legs.
They're still robot legs, and then they face his sanity, and then all he wants to do now is fight Obi-Wan, and so then he hunts down Obi-Wan around the galaxy, and then after that fails, he goes and he conquers Mandalore, and the way he conquers Mandalore is by getting the help of all the different crime syndicates in the galaxy, and then. There's a lot of killing. A lot of decapitating.
So is he in metal decapitations?
Is he in Rebels a lot?
Yes. Not a lot, but
he's plays a big role?
No, not really. So
Rebels is right after Order 66?
No, it's not right after. Rebels happens like... I want to say... No,
so
it's 14 years. Because the main kid was Ezra. He's a Force-sensitive kid. He was born...
Is he the kid with the broom?
No, it's not broom kid. That's
yeah, I like how they
way out of the timeline. Way out of the timeline. No, Ezra was born on Empire Day. The day that the Empire was officially inaugurated as the Galactic Power. And Ezra's 14, so his birthday is on Empire Day. So we know it's 14 years after. And so the story of Rebels... The first season's really campy.
So the Clone Wars, is that the last season of it? Or are they going to do it?
What we just watched is the final season. So what happened, because you were asking
And
before,
then it goes into Rebels?
Yeah, after 14 years. So what happened before is, after Disney bought Star Wars, they made everything, like they wiped the canon clean. And everything that was in the comics and books and everything in video games... all got called Legends now.
See, all the cool stuff is gone.
And the only thing that they kept for canon was the Clone Wars. Like, literally, out of everything that they had from that was outside of the movies, was all out, was not made canon except for Clone Wars. And then they canceled Clone Wars after season 6. Season 6 didn't even air on TV.
It's been going for like a while.
Yeah, so season 6 got aired on Netflix. This was probably 2013. I remember I was heartbroken when the show ended. And I didn't have Netflix because we were poor, so we couldn't get it.
I remember watching it on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it was great. And so then...
And then the one guy said hell, and I was like,
They can say that.
Oh yeah, yeah. They do say that a little bit in the beginning.
Dude, I remember this is way out of left field, but the old there's like a on GameCube. There's Sonic Heroes, the game, and if you didn't.
Dude, Metal Arms was on GameCube.
No. But if you didn't do good enough in one of the missions and you play a Sonic, you would say shoot, and I always turned on the TV right into the door.
So
I like
I can hear that. So Rebels was forerunner, or the showrunner of Rebels is the same guy who made the Clone Wars. And he's like, his name's Dave Filoni. He's the guy who's also
David Filoni.
He's the one who's mostly
David Filoni.
There's two people who are like the head of the Mandalorian.
Dave Filoni?
It's get him on the show. It's Dave Filoni and then what's his name? The guy that made Iron Man 1.
Yeah, not from the show.
Hmm?
Can we get Notch on the show?
Yes. Executive decision.
I feel like Notch would be a pretty cool fish in the show.
We can talk about Minecraft.
Give us money.
Yeah, so how do you make Minecraft?
How do you dare care? How do you
allocate?
How much money do you make for Minecraft? How do I make Minecraft again?
Andrew, I want you to add Notch with this episode.
Okay.
Tell them that we want on the next one.
Yes, Mr. Notch, when are we getting Minecraft 2?
Oh, we can ask. He likes E3 and stuff like that, I think. All the new games coming out. We can ask him about his opinion and all that.
Can you please add Kai to Minecraft? I tried emailing you once.
Can you make Minecraft Battle Royale?
I already have that.
You write it on Minecraft. Can you put CSGO in Minecraft? I can't play CSGO.
They have that on servers, though. People have their own things. Anyway, so The Mandalorian is made by Dave Filoni and I can't remember the guy's name. He's the guy that made Iron Man. God, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. And so, anyways, Dave Filoni made Rebels. Season 1 of Rebels is really childish and kind of campy, and it's kind of hard to get through a little bit. Season 2 picks up though, and you're like,
what does campy mean? Just like tropes and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of self-aware of what it is, and it's very childish, and it's like it's trying to be funny or whatever. But that's a lot of how Season 1 of The Clone Wars is. And then in both The Clone Wars and Rebels, they pick up like that in Season 2. And so then it's full-on rebellion. Darth Vader shows up. And in Rebels, there's a main Jedi character, and he's a survivor of the Jedi Purge.
I think that would do more than just pee.
Yeah, the poopy.
Oh, I just heard the pee part.
Alright, let's hurry and talk about the Clone Wars so we can wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm getting sleepy.
Yeah, it's already been an hour and a half. We gotta play some Mad vs. City after this.
I'm gonna go home.
My mommy told me to come home.
I forgot to do it.
Go to
work. Okay.
Mom
said
when
he's
coming home. Okay, so cutting back. Eric wants to hear all of this.
Yeah.
He's interested.
So the Clone Wars series finale.
Okay, hold on. Before you say anything, I came back. And,
came back from?
I tell you what, my life is just full of miracles. Or like things
like
just go right for me sometimes, right?
What happened in the bathroom?
I'll explain. Have you ever had a number two?
Where you had to wipe?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
But it was perfect because I was down to like two squares of toilet paper. And when I went to wipe and I felt how it was, how do I put this? It was dry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like there was nothing, it was just clean. It just worked out. That's all I'm saying.
You're my hero.
Thank you. I'm so happy that you're a hero.
Okay.
That's a miracle.
What?
No.
Jesus, okay.
Next
podcast.
Me?
You let me come up with all the topics.
Okay.
No, next podcast we're doing the tier list one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right, let's do this. So season finale of The Clone Wars finally is out. The series is over.
Sam Witwer, who's the guy that voices Darth Maul, says on Twitter, and I agree, that this is the best thing that they've ever done in the show. And that lightsaber fight between Ahsoka and Darth Maul was pretty amazing.
Okay. So that was really cool, but I felt like the ending to it was pretty lame.
Yeah, where she didn't kill him.
No, actually, when she just grabbed his lightsaber, I was like, okay.
I thought, I really liked how when they were fighting, like, tightrope style, and there was that one point where she, like, jumped on his knees. Did you see that?
No, like, that was all cool. Like, I agree. That was an awesome fight. But just when he knocked away her lightsaber, and he came at her, and she's like, I grabbed it and took it from him.
You
was,
can,
like,
look, in Rebels, you can tell that Darth Maul's kind of waning in his ability. I think he's losing his mind, too, a little bit. And I'll show you something later. Anyways.
I thought it was pretty boring until that. Until, like, they started doing stuff with Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Like, up until that.
Darth Maul's... Yeah, Darth Maul's one of the greatest characters in this show. So...
Even better than Darth Vader, is that what you're trying to
say?
But why didn't they, like,
wow.
show anything to do with...
Andrew says that Darth Maul is cooler than Darth Vader.
So, what happens is...
Is there, like, a flashback in Rebels?
I'm sorry, I said it wrong, didn't I? I meant Darth Vader.
So you don't...
And Darth Maul.
I guess you didn't really catch on what was happening. I don't, when was the last time you saw Revenge of the Sith?
Well, I know what happens with all that, but like they didn't show anything to do with it because they just assume you know what happens.
Because we do know what happens.
Yeah, but I mean, it's mentioned in the background the entire time.
I thought they'd at least show like something.
Okay, so let me explain. This is what I love.
Kyle just wanted to see the younglings get slaughtered.
I love that first episode was so good because the way it immediately starts out, it starts out with the Star Wars theme. It starts out completely different from all the other episodes. And it's literally every single thing in that first episode is shot like a movie.
You know?
So when they come and they start their battle on Mandalore, the way that like they had the Star Destroyers in the background, they were panning the camera as they were all moving, I'm like, that's exactly how they do it in the movies. Like everything from these four episodes really felt like they put everything that they had into it to make it feel more like their big finale, like a movie. And I thought that was really nice.
Man.
And they had actual music from the movies in the TV, in the show. And they do that sometimes, but not to like this complete extent. And so to answer your question, the beginning of episode 3, it starts out with Anakin and Obi-Wan going to stop General Grievous because he's invading Coruscant. And he captures the Chancellor. So, you know, Obi-Wan runs out and he says, Grievous is attacking Coruscant. And then they go to do this thing. Everything that Obi-Wan's describing is what was happening in episode 3.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
And Chancellor Palpatine is Darth Sidious, right?
Yes.
Okay. But they didn't know that, so that's why they're calling him the Chancellor.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, Alistair?
You'd be a little bit suspicious if your name was Darth Sidious. I think he's called you Palpatine.
I would
like, oh, yes,
we
can't tell you who it is.
Darth Sidious. Do you have any ideas who this might be?
Well, I knew it was him, but it's like, I don't know.
So, you guys, Merrick loves anime.
And he just walked into the console, Darth Vader. I wonder where that came from.
Merrick's big thing is anime and a lot of Nintendo games. Kyle is CSGO and Valorant.
What?
It's all he is identity.
And Nintendo stuff.
He just shook his head and didn't say anything.
My thing is Star Wars, and so this was huge for me. And the way that they cut it in and like...
My thing is SpongeBob, okay?
that's fair. That's fair. So I want to say I love the music when they were going in and invading Mandalore, they had the same exact music from the beginning of episode 3 when there's a battle over Coruscant, which people are saying implies that those are happening at the same time, which is just, it's great for me. It's just because Ahsoka's there and Anakin's there, and they had...
So does the Clone Wars series follow more of Ahsoka, like, throughout the whole thing?
No. See, so the reason why it was a big deal is in season 5, she leaves the Jedi Order at the very end. That's the last episode that aired on TV. Is she leaves because
she was out of it for that long?
Yeah, she was accused of doing a crime. She was accused of killing somebody and being a terrorist in the Jedi Temple. But she was
a friend of hers set her up. And because the Jedi Council did not believe her, she got so mad that after, you know, what is everything that I've built up, all this trust? And so she left, and it kind of hurt Anakin. So she wasn't in season 6 at all, and then she wasn't in season 7 until in the middle.
Yeah.
And then she's had this big comeback now. And that's why Anakin was kind of like lost for words when she came back. And so I want to talk about some retcons / confirmations that this whole season has brought out, but especially these 4 episodes. So in the very beginning, I think it's the 2nd episode of this season, it shows Padme, and she's already pregnant. She's got the full belly.
Whoa.
And this is a retcon because in the beginning of episode 3, after they save Chancellor Palpatine, Padme goes up to Anakin and she says that she's pregnant.
And wait, when did it show the belly in the series?
When they had that hologram?
Yeah, but she didn't really have a belly.
She did.
She had a little something, I think. But
she was pregnant.
She got a little something.
Yeah, she.
And so, this indicates that
congratulations, Padme. What do you do? I'm not pregnant.
This indicates. Because there's been confusion as to how long the events of episode 3 take place, because it's like such a weird, drastic shift that people are of Anakin going to Darth Vader. Even though he has been groomed by the Palpatine, people are thinking, well, maybe this is over the course of 9 months, because in the beginning of the movie, she says that she's pregnant. But in the beginning of this season, which is before episode 3, she's pregnant. And she's well pregnant, because you can see her belly. And so, another retcon is that Captain Rex in Rebels says that he's the one that removes his own inhibitor chip before Order 66, but in here it was Ahsoka that did it for him. And
In Rebels it said that Rex removed it?
Yeah.
Did Dave Filoni do anything with Rebels?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Interesting.
And so, in the beginning, when Obi-Wan says that Shaak-Ti was with Chancellor Palpatine, I only bring up Shaak-Ti because she is the only Star Wars character to have the most guests.
Is she like Ice-T?
No. So Shaak-Ti...
She like Pusha-T?
Shaak-Ti's death has never really... I should say that. There's been multiple versions of her death. And so I want to go...
Like Mr. T?
No. I want to go over them. First of all, it says that she was escorting or protecting the Chancellor, which is a nice homage to the original animated Clone Wars show from 2003, where she was protecting the Chancellor until General Reeves knocked her out.
Quick question, just so I'm thinking of the right character. Is Shaak-Ti the one who, like, I guess in one of the legends, like, escaped, went to that one, not Dagobah, but, like, the other, like,
Felucia.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like,
Felucia,
you got
to
kill her in Star Wars Unleashed.
I want to bring
that up. Wow, how did I know that was her?
Okay, look, I'm getting to this. So I want to bring up Shaak-Ti's death history real quick, because she's died the most out of any character. In the beginning of episode 3,
just looks like a very killable character.
In the beginning of episode 3, there's a deleted scene where after General Grievous captures the Chancellor, he also captures Shaak-Ti and takes her aboard his flagship, the Invisible Hand. And then
takes her into his sanctum.
And then afterwards, I'll show you the scene. It's a deleted scene. It's a deleted scene. He stabs her through the back. And then in another deleted scene from Revenge of the Sith, it shows Anakin comes up behind her while she's meditating during Order 66, and he stabs her in the back.
Okay.
And then And then in Lego Star Wars the video game, the same thing happens. No, listen. The same thing happens. But instead, Vader cuts off her hand instead of stabbing her in the back. Her other death is after Order 66 during the Jedi Purge. She was on Felucia, and Starkiller has to kill her in The Force Unleashed. And then her current canon death is again like the one where Anakin stabs her in the back.
She got shot by a cannon.
No, it's Anakin stabs her in the back, but this time we see it from the Clone Wars TV show where Yoda has a vision of it happening before it actually happened. So that is the current canon one where she's sitting in a temple where millions of Jedi, where thousands of Jedi are being killed, and she doesn't notice. Until Anakin walks in, and she goes, "Oh, Master Skywalker!" And he stabs her in the back.
She's like, "My back really hurts. That's been so long."
And then those are the retcons, and then other just short references that were mentioned during the show, or during the events of these four episodes. It's kind of clarified now the timeline of Revenge of the Sith, where it only seems to happen over the course of like three or four, or 2 or 3 days, maybe a week at most, but now we know. And Mace Windu sucks. He's the worst Jedi in the world. He's probably the worst man in the galaxy.
And he's not white.
That's exactly why.
Man.
And there's also new movie references. And by that I mean they reference the Disney movies that have come out since episode 6. And those references are I'm One with the Force and the Force is with Me.
Yeah.
When Darth Maul.
What's that from? Rogue One.
From Rogue One.
Probably the best one they came out with.
And when Darth Maul goes to tell the Syndicate leaders to go into hiding, he's talking to Dryden Voss, and he's the villain in the Han Solo movie. And then reading minds is what Kylo Ren does when he's interrogating people. Because you know he's trying to read that clone.
Here's what I'm going to say about the new movies. At least the last one. It's like going to see My Hero. It looks really cool, but it doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
I think
you don't know what I'm talking about. But
after I watched
it, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Finally made sense.
I agree. No, episode 9 is I think the worst Star Wars movie ever. I think it is so bad.
I just wish that they would have started completely from scratch. I don't even
I saw a video about some like because when I first watched episode 9, I thought it was dumb how like it felt like they took away the fact that Anakin was a chosen one. Like he was supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to be like a chosen one, the one that, you know, actually brings balance to the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Which means like two Jedi, two Sith, actual balance. But it felt like they didn't do that, and I had to watch some like long explanation on why he actually did or why it doesn't matter. And it's like, oh my god.
Someone's theory. Oh my god! It was marketed, and everything was that it was supposed to be the final chapter that ties all 8 movies together into this last one. This is the definitive ending of the Skywalker saga. And you know what they did? They went and they threw everything out the door except for the original 3. And it's like, you cannot say that this ties in all of the prequels and all of the new sequel movies when you totally, like, neglect everything that you just did in episode 8. Because there was such fan backlash in episode 8 that they wrote out, like, tons of stuff. I'm going to send you a video, or we'll talk about it maybe another time.
I think about it, technically, Anakin brought balance to the Force by killing all the Jedi. Because there was Obi-Wan and Yoda left, and then there was Han and
Sidious. Those kids died for a reason.
I'm just saying, like, technically you brought balance. Balance doesn't mean, like, good guys are winning. Balance means...
So at the end of episode 9...
As everything should be.
At the end of episode 9, it's brought out that Darth Sidious is still alive. But it's never explained how...
Anakin is Thanos.
It's never explained how he's still alive. And it's only explained how he's still alive in a book that comes out after. He's a clone.
And
it's just more
no,
things
Darth
for you
Sidious.
To buy...
Oh, right.
And
now that they started the movie in a Fortnite event.
Oh my god, they did. It's
really?
So bad. The opening crawl of the movie goes, there's a transmission from the Emperor, the long-dead Emperor, and it's a transmission we never hear. It's because it was in Fortnite. And you had to be at the Fortnite event to hear this stupid transmission.
Has Travis Scott in the background.
And so the idea is... Yeah, it is that Anakin is supposed to...
Dude, that's one of the best memes ever we got from that material.
The idea is that Anakin is supposed to destroy the Sith, but if Palpatine is still alive, that he didn't do what he was supposed to do, but instead Rey does it. But Rey isn't a Skywalker. She's only a Skywalker because she says, "What's your name?"
"I'm Rey."
Skywalker.
Wait. So she made herself a Skywalker?
Yes. She goes to Luke's old house, or Anakin's old house.
Her parents are just like some peasants from...
Yeah, they're... No. Her parents is... Chancellor Palpatine is her grandfather.
Right.
But he's a clone. And he had a child. And so she's like, I can't be the granddaughter of Hitler. And so she goes back to Luke's home. She buries their lightsabers in the sand. And then this one lady comes up. She's like, who are you? And she's like, Rey. Rey...
And she sees the ghost.
Skywalker.
She sees her ghost and she's like, Skywalker.
She looks around for something. She should have looked around and said, my name's Rey Sand.
That's what I was thinking. Said, my name's Rey Moisture Farm. Droid. My name's Rey Sarlacc Pit.
My name is Rey Old Woman.
Rey Tatooine.
Rey Double Sons. Oh my god, I don't like that.
My name is Rey Light.
That movie's so dumb.
But
I could see. I could see
Rey
how Palpatine could live.
Rey Palpatine.
Well, it's a clone,
yeah.
So it's not really Palpatine.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you ever read the Plagueis book, you know. Yeah. I have listened to it. And
dude, what if her name was Ray Charles?
Dude, that'd be good.
She wears some sunglasses.
That might be one explanation, but I mean, you said there was a book that came out of that, so
but
I
feel like all the other Star Wars episodes were so, like, legendary. Like, they're even the prequels, they're, like, so renowned by the people who like them.
Like, how do you disregard all that lore just to me?
Yeah.
But these new ones are, like, they're nothing like that. At all.
Yeah,
no, they're just callbacks to the original.
Look, there's a valid...
Like, there's even people who like them.
There's a valid argument that the next generation of Star Wars fans who are growing up with these movies now are going to be like the fans like me who grew up with the prequels who really like those ones. And that's valid as a kid because I think one of my most favorite Star Wars... I mean,
okay,
one of my most favorite movies is Attack of the Clones, which is arguably one of the worst ones, but I watched it so much that I can quote most of it. Because it was the only Star Wars movie that I owned. So it was and I was watching the Clone Wars on TV, and this was the movie that had the clones in it, so I watched it like 100 times probably.
But if it was just these episodes that were out, like all the other episodes hadn't been made, do you think they would still be as like held as much of a standard as the other ones?
I
agree
with
the original trilogy was
like, even if they're growing up with them.
They're not good movies.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
so they're gonna be like, oh, that's a cool idea.
I honestly think the best one, people will argue with me, I think the best one is probably episode 8 because it's so different from the rest of them. Episode 7 is a rehash of
the one where Luke dies.
Yeah. Episode 7 is a rehash of the very first Star Wars movie, episode 4.
That annoyed me so
much. It's not
in theaters.
It's not terrible, but it's nothing special. Yeah. It's nothing special. Episode 8 is very different, and it's interesting, and it turns kind of the genre around.
The thing about episode 8 that annoyed me, well, at least the thing that, like, about episode 8 and 9 was that all this, like, stuff was opened up in episode 8, but none of it was even talked about in episode 9. Like, that's more sensitive.
Also,
the broom.
Rose's character was built so much in episode 8, and then they go up to her in episode 9, and he's like, hey, we're going on an adventure, you want to come? She's like, I gotta study these Death Star plans. And it's like,
did you hear about, like, George Lucas already had 7, 8, 9 already written?
Yeah, I really want to talk about...
Should just remake them with...
We're not going to do it now, but there's...
Pour a couple of
beers. I really want to show you guys the old, or not the old, but the original idea for episode 9 from this current trilogy coming off episode 8. The original idea for episode 9 is amazing. It sounds like such a better movie.
Well, does it have Jar Jar Binks in it?
No.
Well, do you hear about what George Lucas...
Jar Jar Binks is the
Darth
Plagueis.
Even like what George Lucas wrote for the ending scene for episode 9 was way better than what we got.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've already told you guys.
That's why I feel like they just have to be remade, even if it's in like 20 years.
I don't Well, then
it's gotta happen.
Those ones don't exist.
The horse is already dead.
Yeah. So, but George Lucas was part of all the first two trilogies. Right?
Yes.
And he wasn't part of these ones.
No. What's interesting is he wanted to be a part of it, and he sold Disney, like, in the contract, he sold them his script and his idea for episode 7.
Oh, so he was like, oh,
7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, and like, and look, it wasn't great. It was really wild. He wanted to explore the Force, and the Force is all in these little things called the wills, and the wills are these weird little germ thing. It's so weird, and it's not great, but it would have been better if they had his input, but
the mitochondria,
like, at least, like, keep George Lucas on the path, but have him, like, actually do what he wants.
Yeah, little checks and balances going on.
So
he's like, your play was amazing, but then if they just, like, let him do what he wants for everything else, and, like, oh, that's a good idea, that'd be amazing, if they just, like, you know, let's not make wills. Let's keep it started.
Yeah, they sold him, or he sold them his scripts and everything. They're like, yeah, okay, George.
And
yeah,
then,
and then they, like,
and then the wills,
toss them in the trash.
The wills mutate into coronavirus.
Like, because the way he had the script written, it would still be a Skywalker that brings balance to the Force. Which is, like, what I was
What's
like,
his idea for the ending of fight?
What, I mean, have you seen number 9?
No.
Okay, so basically, what happened?
It's on Netflix, or it's on Disney Plus as of today. Because it's Star Wars.
Basically, what ends up happening is, like, Palpatine, Kylo Ren and Rey fight Palpatine, and they end up, like...
Oh, because they're in love or whatever.
Yeah, basically. it's real black. But then, basically, Kylo gets, like, knocked off, so does Rey, I think. I don't really remember.
You know, Kylo's... is Luke's nephew.
Yeah.
So he's technically a Skywalker.
So then, like... So Kylo gets knocked off into, like, a pit. Rey stays up. She fights Palpatine. They kill each other. Kylo comes back, revives Rey, and kills himself.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, he's
that's almost what happens.
He, like, brings her back to life, but he gives his own life.
He's like, the Skywalkers in the each other. But they have these two kids from each family that live in a
But, like, what is that?
Do you bite your thumb at me, Kylo?
No, but I do bite my thumb.
So good. Like, what his idea was is, like, so Rey and Kylo, like, beat Palpatine, but he jumps into one of his, followers, and they fight again, or he tries to escape, and they fight, and then he jumps into, like, Kylo.
Possesses.
It's okay. Doesn't matter.
I don't know, but anyways, like, they fight, and, like, Kylo does something, and he ends up basically killing Palpatine through...
Oh, by killing himself.
He does something, I don't remember.
Overloads him.
I'm
gonna
tell you the original script or idea from Colin Trevorrow, which is
the old Jedi mind trick
from Colin Trevorrow, which was
you kill yourself.
Colin Trevorrow was the original director for this movie until they got JJ back because of creative differences. I think he'll like that script a lot better because, like, one of my favorite characters from this new trilogy was General Hux. He was, like, full on Nazi. He was great. I loved it.
Bro, yeah,
And then in the last movie, they made him, like, a total, like, just goof. And he's like running around, he's getting thrown around by people. And then he's like, I'm gonna save you. And he's like, why are you helping us? He's like, I'm not helping you. I just want Kylo Ren to lose. Like, ching-yong. And like, he was such a great character, and he was so passionate, like, throughout the movie, the way he portrayed, like, he really believed what he had. And so, in, like, in the original script, he's on Coruscant, which is the home now of the First Order, and he's there, and he's seeing all of, like, the rebels come, they kill him, they're winning, and he's looking out, and he sees what's going on, and so what he does is he falls on his sword, but his sword is old Jedi lightsabers that he's been collecting, and the theory is that he was gonna fall on Mace Windu's lightsaber. And kill himself, kind of like how Hitler did.
How ironic.
But I want to show you that video, and we'll talk about it another time. But
yeah, but I wasn't even that into the first 6 Star Wars movies, so it's like I don't feel like watching that.
Have you seen?
I saw seven and eight.
All?
Yeah, I've seen them all like in bits and pieces, but I've seen them like enough that so I've seen all the series, but I don't really remember a lot from them all.
I'd recommend. Go ahead.
I was gonna say Do you understand the plot pretty well? Like all the aspects of it.
Not all the aspects.
Because you kind of need to know all of it to get the.
If you sit down and if you want to watch them all, like, it might be difficult if you do it chronologically to watch one and two in particular. Because they're but I really like episode two.
You'll have fun if you watch it with us.
And
I'll still watch
it.
I've definitely seen episode two.
I'm now going to rewatch number one with the guys again.
Episode two for me is one of those ones where, like, you watch as a kid and it's not technically great, but you love it because you were a kid.
I just like it because it had the fight in the Coliseum.
I love that movie.
I thought Padme was hot.
It's the greatest love story of all time.
City and everything.
Oh yeah, that was real cool.
I had a little worm scare me as a kid.
I think it's Obi-Wan with the like two things that come out. I had like a little toy of that where they would like break like they do in the movie, and then you could put it back together or something. And I would be in the bathtub.
And then I would definitely recommend, though, if you want to watch them on your own, is Originals 4, 5, and 6. Those three are really good. And episode 5 is the best one. I mean, it's a matter of opinion, I guess, but that movie is really, it's flawless. And it has one of my most favorite lines in the whole series.
May the Force be with you?
No, Princess Leia goes, "Han, I love you." And he goes, "I know." And then he does this, and goes into carbonite, he gets frozen. It's like...
And then Kylo Ren's behind him.
Ren!
But yeah.
So
while Palpatine is falling, he transports his consciousness to somewhere on Kamino, where he goes, "Kenobi."
Yeah.
So babies.
In episode 9?
No, it's not...
It's not canon, we're just like...
Oh.
It's just stupid because there's no explanation of why Palpatine's alive.
The best explanation that they have in the movie as for how he's still alive is they go, "How's he still alive?" He goes, "I don't know, clones, dark Sith magic," and that's it.
He was, I don't know.
The dark side of the Force is the pathway to many abilities some consider unnatural.
Well, Plagueis.
Wow.
Yeah, Plagueis actually did do cloning.
Yeah, I know.
Which could explain it.
I think it's
just one explanation.
The book.
That's gonna be a mess of a movie.
Look, in canon.
All
of us.
All the same life.
Look, canonically, it is cloning because it said it in one book. It's like a collector's guide book that, you know, like those books that has everything that was in the movie and they give little descriptions. It's one of those stupid books. It's like, oh yeah, he was a clone. It's bullcrap.
The outro doesn't.
Alrighty, thank you all for listening. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
You heard that. There's Twitter, I think.
He really doesn't care. What else is there?
Really, there's a YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You can find us on
Twitter.
Another social media site.
Snapchat.
Nope. We don't have Snapchat.
No, it's just Twitter.
Of course. So you can find us on Twitter, YouTube.
And you can contact us
through our email, which I don't even know.
Fax
us.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
You can
comment, and subscribe.
The Twitter, the Gmail, and the YouTube.
Oh, I would never tell anyone to subscribe to this.
Become a homie. Become a homie.
The Twitter, the Gmail, and the YouTube are all homies only pod.
Become Eric.
Also, tell them.
And you can listen to us on Spotify, Google, and Apple.
And if you can't give us $20, then I mean, that's pretty pathetic.
Just
$5.
I didn't say $20. $20 is a lot of money. But $5?
$20 is.
If you don't have $5,
the difference in $20 is in the meal and the subscription.
I mean, that's the one.
Yeah. You can listen to this podcast
for $0.
And not have any money when you could be going out and getting money.
You can't spare $5.
Okay. And that's the episode.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's so long.